Begin the current daf, Masech the school and daf lamed beis. Begin the manal. Begin the tezmas. Begin the gemara. Nishchetu behem acheres ima. If another animal slaughtered with it, l'rabbanan according to rabbanan, the par is going to be ksheira because since the other animal is pasul, so it doesn't disqualify as by having done something else at the same time. So it's Taisa, in time you're going to say, wait, so then, this drasha that you could only do one and not another one at the same time in Paraduma, the Rabban, Kondra, Rabban, Lamali, why do you need it for? Because, if you're going to say it's when you slaughter another animal with it, meaning it's not nishchata, because nishchata is not a problem, so you can say, because when he deliberately does, so typically, but then you have the problem with Tamalacha, that he is doing he's being maseh das. He's doing another activity. Even just cutting a gourd with it is a problem. And if it happens by itself, then it's not a problem. So if it says you can say it's the itzuch. No, we need it for a case l'sheichet shtei paris when he slaughters two paradumas v'neskaven lishchet, and he's having in mind to slaughter because the mishum malacha acheres lemifslu. Meaning, if it just happened, then it's not a problem. And it because if he's doing some other malacha, that's not a disqualification because it's not a different malacha. Given the shteim l'shem par, they're both for the purpose of paraduma. So it's not a problem about masich tas. But that would be the problem of oisa v'lo oisa v'chaverti. You can't do two at the same time. Next test master to begin with the words of par the chul name aloy. So I would have thought this problem of oisa v'loy oisa v'chaverti is specifically two paradumas. But another cow that's a chulun unconsecrated, I would say it's not a problem. Kamash one, that's what Chiddush is coming to tell you that's also a problem. So Tzayis B'Tayim, we can say Tzayis as the second look. He says, wait, if you're going to say Dumbri Shavachem the Gemara, the beginning is Shavachem the Zayin Medalf. Shachet Achas, if someone slaughters the animal Shalei L'Shema, but it's Al Mishem Uchli B'Chatas. If for someone that's Chay B'Chatas just like him, then it's Psula, then it's disqualified for being Shalei L'Shema with what's called Shina Bailam. But if he's slaughtering his chatzis for someone that's chayv an oila, then it's kasheri. Why? Because the chassid said in the pasuk, "A keeper of love, the atonement has to be for him." Loyal chaveroi, and not for his friend, but chaver domi d'day has to be that his friend that's problematic is that is similar to him. That if mechuyev chatzis kamaitz, that's chayv a chatzis like him. Only then is it a problem about shina b'alim. So v'achanami nemo. So why do you say the same thing over here when it says oisa it, but oisa b'chaver, but not it and its friend? I mean domi d'day has to be similar to it. And here you tell me it's not only for like. Another paradum, it's even the par of chulin. Bishlim says, yeah, because the hasam achipra love, there when it says that the atonement is for him, the one who's bringing the chatas, mashma sounds like a love machaper, that meaning it's going to atone for him, and it's not going to atone for his friend, meaning alamachliv chatas kezeh, that is actually also obligated chatas like this. The shaykha bikaparazu, that it's applicable for him, this atonement, and it's saying that if you do it for him, that's going to be problem machine the bailam, but not if he's chayva oila. But that's because of this special intent over there that it's telling us that it's because that he is mechuyev kapar. But here, just saying oisai would not necessarily mean another paraduma. It could even be a par of chulun. Next, this must begin with the words of the Gemara. Shmuel Ami says, af behem l'ba'if. He says that even for a bird, a shia is the more lenient opinion. You have to wait the amount of time it would take to slaughter an animal. Now, rach pasak Shmuel, he was like Shmuel. That they say behem alayif the shi is only if you wait the amount of time to slaughter an animal when you delay in a bird. Now, but kunch is possible chumah kara, but Rashi rules stringently grab the ama oif loif that says no that of a bird for a bird. The kamei amaroi the marav kavasei because we see the amaram and Eretzol hold like him. Where do we see this? Because they say daka bagas lagasa, a small animal for a small one and a big one for a big one. Now, that's a very small difference. For sure, regarding a bird to a bird, the yis chaluk oif mimbehemo, because it's definitely a huge difference, a bird from an animal, mimash chalukim daka magasa, than a small animal from a big one. And still, there they make the difference for sure by the bigger difference. But gam bahag pasak, and also the Baal Allah's Gedos rules gas lagasa of daka ladaka of oif loif and the bird for a bird, like Rashi. Connect this master begin with zigmacha kede beaker, tavach chachim, the amount of time it takes for the a butcher that's a chacham to check the knife, where more it's a besaknadur lo is a behema. We're talking about a knife that's fit for that animal chutz letzaver that extends beyond the neck kamalay tzaver the amount of a neck which is the appropriate size of a knife. How long it would take to check that type of a knife is the shear that we're talking about. Like it says, master begin with the words of gemara, but a mini seems to be a contradiction. Because it says, Elu treifes b'mehema, it says these are what's treif in the animals. Psychus agregaris is when the trachea gets cut. So, how could we say that it's nevela when we see there that it's calling it as a treifa?
Says Tosef, and Tim, we're going to say, he says, wait a sec, what's the question? He didn't nevela havi, although you're right, it's a nevela like we're saying over here, mekomokom lepokom, and it's a treifus, doesn't remove the other issue of having a moral defect. V'chayiv af mishum treifus, and you can be liable also for treifus, because mashma mishmait in the mesukenis, like it sounds like the Gemara later in the Vlamin Zayin Manal, the Gemara in the discussion seems to indicate in this question that it could have both. I v'adam, this that says, beperik chatzis leibin zvachim, that some batas mebe is yotza oiv tame, that we're going to exclude a non-kosher bird, she'im b'min the treifa, that you can't have in this type of treifa, because anyways, it's going to be a nevela. It's not because it's not applicable shchita. But for nishchet to have a nevela that even if you're going to slaughter, it's going to be a nevela. Pokemon is a treifa. It's removing the whole idea of it's a treifa because it's anyways nevela. Kiasa es nevela. No, elapirish. What the Gemara means over there, she'im b'min a treifa. What does that mean that you don't have an its type treifa? Hainu treifa luchadei. It's just saying you won't only have a treifa because the avkishachat lucky nishchet lucky. Because even when it's slaughtered, you're going to get lashes. Av mishum nevela also because nevela, but not that it's impossible. So again, we're back to the question. So what's the Gemara's question? Maybe it's both. The Gemara is asking like this. If it's true that shechita is not effective, like we're saying over here, it's going to be in the velo. So how it shouldn't say ila treifus. It should say ila nevelis. These are the nevelis. That's the primary iser. And that's the Gemara's question. Then it's a to say, wait, the Nukka is a treifa. Maybe the reason why I picked the iser of treifa, Lashmin, come to tell us, that if one cut an olive-sized piece of the meat when it's still alive, which there's no nevela then because it's not officially dead, the luck of mishum treifa, that you're going to get lashes for eating even the treifa. Maybe that's why I said that. The Yashamah says, you can say, no, the misnitin de la treifa is mashmalei. The Gemara understands that mishum is tomal acha shchita, after it's already slaughtered. Not like we're saying that it's alive. Because Megatoni Seva, in fact, the Seva says, kol she'in kamay chaya, whatever you don't have like that when it would be alive. But Megatoni doesn't say kol she'in chaya. Because it's told me that it already is dead. It's just saying that anything like that would be alive. That, so again, you see that it's already dead, and therefore the Gemara couldn't say that. Obviously, that's the Gemara's question, that it's only a treifa, not a nevela, and that's the question on our Mishnah.